Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, you bet your sweet ass we do. And you know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, darling. Happy DCM18.
Hey, happy DCM18 to you.
You know who else I hope is having a great DCM?
Yeah, who's that?
This comedic actress joining us all the way from Los Angeles. She's a used-to-be improviser and a downright delight. You've seen her on The To-Do List, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and as Gemma on Broad City.
And she's going to be a series regular on NBC's hottest new program, Good Place, along with Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. We give a wet welcome to Ms. Darcy Carden.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. And thank you for coming to this podcast taping.
Yeah, thank you everyone for being here. This is nice and bright in here. I feel like this is mood lighting. Yeah. I think
afternoon delight.
Very hot crowd for real, right?
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Good looking people.
Good looking everybody.
Colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we like to wine and dine our guests, right?
Yeah. We try to be a fancy podcast.
What did Darcy ask for?
She asked for a Moscow Mule, which is a wonderful summer beverage.
I drank a bunch of these at the Chris Gethard show after party and threw up all over myself.
Oh, so yeah. But are you having one now?
I am.
That's impressive. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do, I think.
I think enough time has passed, maybe.
Yeah.
Good. Couple weeks.
Yeah.
Got to dive back in.
Yeah. I'm going on like decades. I'll be like something I drank when I was 14. And then I'm like, I guess I can try it again.
Yep.
Like I just got into gin and tonics. But the last time I drank gin was when I was 14. Yeah. And I like threw up all night.
Yep. So then the smell of it sometimes just
gets
you.
Yeah, but I'm back in, baby.
Hell yeah.
I have
that
to throw up again.
I have that with Absolute Current, which who cares? Because that's not a common thing. Right. But I drank a fifth of it and then like almost died.
I didn't know that that's how you said that word.
Said what?
Current? I think I never have said it and I thought it was like courant.
Courant. Yeah.
Is it?
No. I think you're right.
Is it absolute? Courant?
When in doubt, put a little French twist on it.
Oof. Okay, so for our listeners, this cocktail is vodka, ginger beer, and lime juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
Give it up for that.
Refreshing.
How did that feel, speaking of that, how did that feel coming up? It seems like an acidic...
Well, I think as you recall, because I threw up in you, too.
In you?
You threw up inside me.
Did you say in you?
So, on you.
True intimacy is when you vomit inside your lover.
It might have been in a little bit, on the micro level, but... It was myself, my shoes, a taxi, Flatbush Avenue, my husband, my stoop, and my apartment.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Covered all the bases.
I'm 34 years old. Oof.
Throwing up in a taxi. Oh.
No, and he was really wonderful, though.
Really?
Sometimes I get the fuck out and take off. He had little napkins he brought over.
Yeah.
And he was.
Not his first rodeo.
No. He knows what he's doing.
So are you single?
No.
Looking to mingle?
Well, why does that have to be one or the other?
Interesting.
That's the truth.
Progressive.
That's the truth.
No, I'm married as hell.
We're married too.
Yeah, I know.
Congrats.
As hell.
I mean, we knew, but we always ask.
No, yeah. I know you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm married to a cool dude named Jason.
Yeah, he has really good hair.
He's got great hair, great everything.
Killer
to me.
Handsome.
Mm-hmm. Handsome. What else?
Let's talk about Jason.
No.
I like when you find your sexual partner attractive.
Oh, yeah. You should, right?
Yeah.
You almost definitely should.
Feel good about it.
Otherwise, you're just siblings or friends.
Siblings.
Right?
That's the difference.
True. Yeah.
What
the genetic line.
Slip on over to Sexy Science.
Woo! Wow.
Hell yeah.
What do we do here, Lever?
This is great life for you, Haas, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, those eyes are sparkling.
Ooh. Thank you. Those baby blues are looking good.
Yes, they are.
For our listeners at home, our producer is sitting in the light by the window.
Yeah.
Looking angelic.
Interesting.
Just listen to it.
Let's all listen.
God damn it. God damn it.
Well, so what do we do here? We rip articles from the headlines. We discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts. This one here comes to us, it's titled, Why Are Sleep Orgasms and How Can I Have One?
Why are sleep orgasms?
Why are sleep orgasms?
Okay, so quick note on this.
Oh, you read this one. I can't.
Quick note, the author of this, she works at Broadly, which is Vice. The author of this article is named Stevie Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
I like it. Yeah. So I was like, did Steve Martin write this article? And then I went back, but there was an I.
Oh, but I want to pretend that Steve Martin wrote it.
Yeah, when he doesn't want to know that people, you know, his articles, he goes by Stevie Martin.
True that. So, described as a present from your brain, Stevie says, I orgasm in my sleep about 3 times a month, so I figured it was time to let everyone else in on my secret.
She writes that these sleepos occur in the hazy middle ground between sleeping and waking, and she feels something slowly building down below, and then by the time she wakes up, she's coming.
Yeah, I've had these, so I liked this article.
Yeah.
But I talked to a lot of people who have never had it. And that's sad.
Now, these are not straight up nocturnal emissions, right? These are in between. This is like a sleep paralysis, and then you come? Or what is the...
No, I think it is just like the female version of a nocturnal emission.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
According to the Kinsey report, 37% of women will experience this by 45 years old. So if you're in your 20s and 30s, don't give up. You might wake up coming. Real soon.
Let's see, by show of hands, we got 37%. How many people have experienced the sleep-o?
Hell yeah.
We got this four? That's about 37% of the people here, I'd say.
That's amazing.
Oh, and Darcy, yeah, all right. So we're over. We're almost like 40-some percent. Yeah.
Mm. It's amazing.
And is she giving advice on how to do?
I think that was kind of what she was saying she was going to do to get people to read the article and then didn't.
Oh, man.
But we were chatting a little about this.
Yeah, I think people when they're not awake, you can kind of get into that subconscious and just the hands-off orgasm.
Yeah.
Which I've never been able to experience that. No.
Wait.
Just kind of sit and think.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought you meant, yeah. But you've had a wet one?
I've had a wet one.
Because there's
the
like...
the best. That's the freebies. Those are the best ones.
Yeah, present from your brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think also...
It's like, what did I do to deserve this?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah,
it's karmic. It's a karmic orgasm.
I was working with an actor on a movie, and he was like, my dad pulled me aside and said, son, there's no such thing as a free lunch, but a nocturnal emission is a free lunch.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the sex talk they had.
Oh, that's great. That's great story. That the sex talk is only about wet dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not about like STDs or pregnancy or anything like that. Nope. It's like... you're going to have a wet dream, and it's going to be rad.
Yes, you don't need to wear a condom. Yeah, that'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
The highest incidence of nocturnal orgasm for women are between 40 and 50, unlike dudes who sadly do all their dream jizzing in their early teens and 20s.
Yeah.
So, sorry,
like
guys.
It's been years for me.
It's been a little while. Me too.
What was the last time for you? Is it recent or younger? I thought I saw a gentleman with his hand up.
Yeah, any dudes have a wet dream recently?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Was it real messy? Was it messy?
It was messy. Nice. Just for the listeners at home, it was very, very messy.
My sleeping
sticky.
Is messy in general.
Yeah.
I'm a sweat sleep. Yeah, I sweat a lot in my sleep. So
I play.
The fluids just start flying. What's one fluid over another?
What's one fluid over
another? But then he tries to sneak over to my side of the bed, which is like not
dry
a sweaty. Yeah, and I'm like, no.
Nah.
Yeah, got to build a little wall there.
Yeah. I like to sleep cold.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, freezing cold.
Yep. Really?
Yes. Jason likes to sleep hot. It's hard.
Do you bundle up?
Yes.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I prefer...
But in the blankets.
I tuck my pants into my socks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't bundle up that much. I can be in, like, regular shorts and a tank top
like
or whatever.
A regular person.
A regular person, pajamas. But I like it real cold. I like to be cold when I am sleeping. That's weird.
Yeah. I'm always cold, so...
You're a cold snake. I'm hot.
Yeah.
I run hot. Yeah.
Well,
I think that's why we kind of, like,
I think so, too.
It works.
Keep ourselves temperate, moderate.
Yeah.
It's true. So I guess if you can get into that lucid dream state, knowing this is possible, you could try to push it.
It seems like something to work on.
The quills can get you there. People mess around with the Z-Quil. Z-Quil's a strange drug.
Too loud outside.
Wow.
Wait, Z-Quil is...
If you don't pass out, but you chug some of it, and then you're kind of in that in-between. I don't know if you can be sexy.
Is that like robo-tripping?
What's that?
I think it's like where you take enough cold medicine and then fight sleep and you have a psychedelic experience.
Ooh, I'm not good with sleep medicine. Maybe I am good. Like it affects me.
it affects me greatly.
But
for days?
Yeah, kind of.
Hangovers.
I have that. Yeah, like I feel like the next day I'm wonky, which I think the first time I did it, I was like, meaning like I was sick and I needed
First time I tried it.
Bought it on the street.
And I was like, oh, maybe that was just a fluke. But then every time I've tried it since, the next day is like a mess.
Yeah.
Am I looking at you enough?
I think so.
Okay.
This is a difficult.
We usually sit in a circle.
A circle helps.
So you're doing great. Okay.
Just been looking over here sometimes too for no reason, just right out the window.
Right. Here too. So
baby blues,
Oh, Haas, I thought Absolutely. You drove off in a motorcycle.
Yeah, me too.
What's that noise?
Haas peeled off.
Hey, Haas.
Lovely street noise. Hey, what's up?
Do you spell your name H-A-Z or H-A-A-S or what?
Well, all right. It's H-O-Z.
Whoa, I didn't
nickname
even think
form,
that.
But Crazy. It's actually my last name is spelled H-O-S-L-E-Y.
Oh,
that's
cool. Cool.
That's just the nickname that stuck.
I like it.
Oh, thanks.
People are always like, who is Haas? And we're like, we don't know.
Yeah.
I could be a Haas.
No, be what you are. Haas.
Be a Haas.
Haas.
Cool. Cool.
Haas sounds good.
So what do you say we do some listener love?
Yeah.
Haas?
Listener mailbag.
Ooh, that's funny.
What do we...
So, Darcy, what we do here, our listeners...
I know. I listen to the podcast, but you can tell them.
For those. For the motorcycle man. We people tweet at us, they email us, they ask us questions. We're shitty at giving advice. We hope you're decent at it.
Yeah.
Because we might need some help.
Cool. Yeah, and I think you ought to be good at this,
okay,
actually.
Okay, well, we'll see.
You're a good advice giver.
We'll see.
No pressure.
Haas, who do we have up first?
Our first question comes from Michael in Queens via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Mike says, butter makes me horny, but my fat stepmom eats it on toast every morning, which is quickly making me hate my favorite sexy food. Any ideas, guys?
Interesting.
Wow.
Okay, so did everybody hear that? I guess everybody heard that.
He's got a problem with his stepmom, first of all.
I think, his fat stepmom.
I feel like there's layers here.
Yeah, I do too. So he's so basically the thing that's making him, that's turning him on is also turning him off because the thing that's big, like the big thing that turns him off is, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yep. And the big thing is the fat stepmom.
The fat stepmom, right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, that's hard when you're, the thing that you're like sexy about is getting like mixed up in something else.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of like something.
Like hate, you start getting like hate aroused.
Yeah,
mixture of hatred and
I wonder if that's like, that would, he'll have like a porn later that combines those things.
Yes. Stepmom stuff
that he seeks
is big
out.
Right now, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
People so. Always say that, and I'm like, how does everyone know?
That stepmom.
They're like, stepmom porn's huge right now. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
For like recently or for years?
People just tell me that all the time.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a confusing one. Like anything that messes with your sexy brain, anytime you're feeling sexy thoughts, and then something gets in there, that can really trip you up.
Yeah,
I mean,
creeper.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Margarine, switch to margarine.
I was
going to
say, like, I wonder if there's another sexy food that you could get into.
Because what is it about the butter, you know? Is it just the
maybe
lubricant?
Maybe the natural, I mean, margarine.
Yeah, margarine's oily shit.
So,
greasiness, I would say.
I mean, I wonder if it's like, I think the biggest bummer is that he was like my fat stepmom.
Yeah.
Like, I would be bummed if I was into butter and my regular mom like it doesn't
right.
I don't
yeah.
think it
yeah your birth mother that was of healthy weight
yeah. I don't think it really matters if it's like the fact that he said fat stepmom makes me think I think he has some
there's other shit
some
going
issues
on.
With stepmom
yeah.
Well also butter makes him horny so which is fine but there's a lot
right. I mean and also you both like butter so maybe there's common ground to start mending that relationship not saying in a sexual
way. Oh, great
way.
Right.
And if she switches to margarine she gets healthier he can still jerk
jazz
off
to butter again
Damn. But also maybe like expand maybe there's something else other than butter that'll do it like maybe this is a little nod from the universe to say like hey let's try something else but also you know figure out why you hate your stepmom so much.
Yeah.
That's step one.
That's good advice.
Great advice. We don't have our bell, but ding, helped.
There it is.
We helped. All right. Well, our second question is from Jane in Santa Monica, California, via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Janie asks, I am pretty sure my husband is trying to get me pregnant. We decided to wait a couple of years to have kids, but the condom breaks way too often for him to not be pulling some shit. Is there a way to broach this topic without sounding insane?
Yeah, there's a way to broach the topic, which is to talk to him about it.
Yes.
That's like a...
Wait, you mean speak to him about the thing?
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, that's exactly what you should do.
Like the,
that's
the way to do it, is to be like... I mean, that's like such an insane breach of trust.
I know. Right? Yeah. This one's a lot easier than the buttery step on.
Yeah.
This is like, yeah, just be like, hey, what the hell kind of shit are you
talking about? I think, I mean, like, that's a bummer if she feels like talking to her husband about something this important would be like,
make her sound crazy. Insane.
Also, the condom always breaks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've heard of poking holes in condoms, but how do you, like, rig a condom?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all heard of that old trick,
right? Yeah, we've all heard of that
poking holes
trick.
In a condom?
Trying to get girls pregnant.
Yeah.
But sabotaging
a condom to make it break? I don't know if I could pull that off. Yeah. Well,
maybe he's got some weight and he's, like, just purposefully buying the smaller condoms.
Yeah, I mean, I think if she's, like, nervous about bringing it up, she got some weight. Yeah.
Wow.
She could, I guess, passively, aggressively say, like, hey, I've noticed that our condoms always break.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yes.
And then,
is
like...
Is this real?
Yeah, is
That's
this
a soft,
real?
Yeah, you could float that out there if you don't, yeah.
Or you could be like, I feel crazy saying this because this would be such an insane thing for you to do, but this is how I feel.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I think, of course, they should communicate, but where I get the 1% I understand is if she did say that and that wasn't happening,
right.
He would be like, do you really think I would do that?
Yeah. So I think my gut instinct is like maybe they need to work on their communication if she's even doubting talking to him about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Talk to your man, baby. You got
Switch
it.
Switch to margarine.
Ding.
Yes.
We're getting everyone on that. Can't believe it's not butter.
Helped. All right. Our sponsor for the evening.
Next up we have Kyle, who DM'd us on Twitter at Menage Radio. K Money Wonders. My scrotum sells... All right, hold on.
I knew you would miss one.
I always
scrotum
do.
Scrotum sells.
I miss one.
He can't
so
read.
How much is he selling his scrotum for?
My scrotum smells like the devil's ass. What do I do, Murph? It's for you, Murph.
What
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he wants to know what you should do about that.
I never get questions.
That's a pointed one. This time of year, margarine. Go margarine. As the advice. Yeah, I don't know. I guess
that will mask the smell?
Yeah.
A devil's ass smell like?
Oh, bad.
Yeah, I would imagine bad.
Yeah,
worse
I think
than
that
God's
means
ass,
bad.
I guess. Yeah.
So I think like...
That's how the
I,
old parable goes.
What do you think? Is there things like powder?
Powders, people go for the powders.
Powders,
I think maybe once or twice I've tried it and it gets a little cakey.
Yeah.
You get that cake batter going.
I think you just got to be like showering a bunch. Maybe do a little research on like if there's any supplements you can take or some apple cider vinegar or something like that. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't really
know. There's toxins coming out.
Yeah.
There's toxins coming out of your ball bag.
It's always hard with these ones that are like half medical, where it's either like that's totally normal, just shower, or like if it's like an insane smell through your pants after you shower, like go to the doctor.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that would be something to. I think.
Yes. Don't send medical related questions to people who aren't doctors.
Oh right.
To
or
a
if you
sex
do,
podcast?
Yeah, a sex podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or if you do, just, you know, also ask your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, but, like, I'd say clean, just clean as a bean. Just stay showered, baby. Shower all damn day. And then maybe carry some wipes in your little knapsack.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The wet wipes nowadays, yeah.
In the money belt.
Yeah. And then just, you know, wipe off your... scrotum.
Yes.
And wash your junk until your skin bleeds. I think is what Darcy's saying.
And then it'll smell like an iron, more like kind of a, you know.
Like a clinical. Metal.
It'll mask it.
Smell.
You got this, baby. Ding.
Boom.
All right. Well, hey, do we have any questions from the audience here?
Ooh.
Perhaps.
Mm.
Any sex-related questions?
Yeah, we won't look you in the eyes. We'll stare down at you.
In this bright room.
Oh, no, I'm going to make strong eye contact.
Well, those baby blues are sparkling.
A fun way to ask a sex question is say, my friend was wondering.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be you. It could be your friend.
Nope.
This is a safe space because we're on a podcast. Yeah, there we go, baby.
Nice. We got a hand up.
My friend was wondering if guys actually like butt stuff.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay,
so listeners at home, we just got asked, do guys really like butt stuff?
Well, no, that
was not what we were asked.
That's what we thought we were asked, but it's, do guys really like doing butt stuff to girls?
Oh.
Okay. Well, my quickest response would be like, totally depends on the dude. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's going to be, I think it just like... I think it really just, I mean,
if we're going orifice for orifice, my favorite is the vagina over the anus, but that's me. I'm sure there's other people who prefer.
I think sex stuff is so particular to the certain person and not just like straight guys, gay guys, but like this one straight guy and that one straight guy.
Yeah. There's no, there's no way to like really generalize in that area. But I would say yes, just not yes across the board.
You know, eating a butt too.
Eating a butt.
Oh, yeah. Eating a butt's a different for me, a different situation.
Yeah.
I think there's an intimacy. There's a raw energy.
There's
about
a lot of trust.
Gets you going.
A lot of trust.
Yeah.
I think, or I don't want to interrupt.
I'm just talking about.
I was just gonna say I had a boyfriend. Years ago, who turned out to be a terrible person, but he would lick my butt, and it felt really good. Which isn't about.
That doesn't speak to the quality of his character.
No.
But I think. You're right. There's a line, but I think that he did that because he liked it. Yeah. I don't think he was like, "This is what," because I didn't know that I did like it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
I think
who knows.
I feel like I've known straight guys who have liked it, and I've known straight guys that have been like, am I supposed to like this? Like, I think it's just...
Yeah.
Here's what it's all about, guys. I've been married for so long. Let me tell you what it's all about. Fucking communication.
Yeah.
It's about really talking to your partner, and if he thinks that he's supposed to like butt stuff and he doesn't, that's okay. Like, it's just about talking to each other and not, like, having all these things put on us, like, I'm supposed to like this or that. If you like butt stuff, get butt stuff. If you don't like butt stuff, don't get butt stuff. Whoa, that is so smart.
That's maybe the smartest thing anyone's ever said.
That is definitely the best piece
of
advice on this program, by far.
Jesus.
So we really answered some questions there.
Yeah.
But now we have some questions for our guest, Darcy Carden.
Oh my gosh.
This is a little number called Six Sections.
These are six rapid-fire sex questions.
Okay, should I close my eyes?
Oh, please. It helps.
I close my eyes and then I put my elbows on the table and I missed.
Okay, these you just have to answer as quickly as
okay,
you can.
I'm not going to think about it, and I'm not going to judge myself, and I hope that you don't judge me either.
No, this is free-flowing.
Okay.
No one's judging here.
Okay.
All right.
Starting now.
Ding.
Number one, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Something soft, like a couch.
Ooh, ding.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Monica Bellucci.
Ooh. Ding. Would you rather have a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
Oh, extraordinaire.
Woo. Ding.
Which emojis would you use to break up with someone via text message?
Embarrassed face. And then the girl that's like putting one hand up like, I don't know.
Like the, is that the dancing red? Or is that
no,
the...
No, it's there's a girl that's like... Yes. She's kind of like, hey. And then probably just like the heartbreak.
Yep.
Amazing. Ding. Yeah. What's the sexiest animal?
A horse.
Woo. Bing.
And finally, if you had to sing one song lyric to steal America's heart, what would it be?
I don't know much, but I know I love you.
Yes. Heart stolen.
Ooh, six sections with Darcy Carden.
Oh, man.
Some quick follow-ups.
Yeah.
who was that celebrity crush? I don't know who that is.
Monica Bellucci. She's a classic
Italian actress. She's an Italian beauty.
She's got it all.
I have been in love with her for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah.
They're similar vibe. Yep, similar vibe.
Ageless, just like
exuding
beyond
sensuality.
Gorgeous. Yeah, just like teach you who the fuck you are.
Yeah, you lie back and you just hush.
Yeah.
And it all happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Open your butt.
Open your
butt. And then butt stuff. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And the horse. The horse is...
I like horses' legs.
Yes.
They got great gams.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes men and women have horse legs, and I'm always like attracted to that.
Yep.
And when a horse like shaves and then puts on a sandal, like the leg is just so, you know? And there's four.
Love it.
Oof.
And also, of course, the dicks, you know, the horse cocks.
That's true.
That's, you know.
There's also, I could have also gone like leopard.
Yeah.
You're going to find a sexy leopard.
You're not
going to
lose
a
big cat.
Yeah. But there's something about a horse leg that I really like.
Well, there's two ways that I feel like the horse thing kind of goes.
Yeah.
There's like the people fuck horses.
I'm not into that. But,
which I was guessing wasn't.
But that's fine
great.
If you are. Or is it?
No.
It is.
Well,
no,
this is a debate
I say it
we
is,
have
Diane,
all the time.
We will never agree on this.
Okay. I say animals can't consent.
I agree. Okay, I'm on Diane's team. I'm not sorry.
That's it. You don't have to apologize. Okay.
The other way, though, I think the horse thing is they're so graceful and fast and sleek and the hair and the whatever.
And also their bodies are like they have like these big butts and these like cool curves.
Yeah.
They're great.
They are
yeah.
Great.
Curvy.
Curvy horses.
Oof.
Uh-oh. I ruined this.
No. I'm
you
sure
can't.
Okay.
So we clarified on the text message emoji.
I think that the message, if I received that, I would know. And then the heartbreak at the end, just in case there was any confusion.
Can you imagine being broken up with over emoji text message?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Has it ever happened?
Anyone?
I'm too old, but I think young
has to have happened.
Yeah.
I guess if I'm being, like, I'm sure there's a sadder, I mean, it would probably just be, like...
The turd one? Is
it yeah. It also depends on if you, like, hate the person or if you are, like...
Right.
I think if you send the, if you break up with them emojis, you probably don't like
you
them.
You just do the one of the hand waving. Yeah.
But I do think with, like, the millennials, I'm going to sound like a million years old, but there could be... There's like the you found out they were cheating on you, fuck you emoji. Mm-hmm. And then there's just like the way people communicate now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, there must be so much that happens to teenagers in their relationships through social media.
Yep.
Like, yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like
he fingered me online.
What do you.
No, like that's something you might say now.
Yeah.
In my day, it was in person.
I'm sitting here. Who's this guy fingering?
Ooh, hey, I'm sitting
you
here. Like,
hold on, I'm like, hold on a second.
You're both like, what?
No, you were
like,
yeah, social media is weird.
So that song lyric you sang was really beautiful.
Yep.
It just was the only thing in my head at that very second.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think of anything better, guys.
That was very romantic.
It's a great song. I think it was kind of my my high school boyfriend's and, it was one of our songs because I think if memory serves, I believe he sang it to me in German one time.
Oh, wow.
And it was not sexy.
Sensual of all the languages.
No, it wasn't sexy. It was like,
I just greased my seat.
I know. Yeah. It was one of those things where like you, okay, I'm not like super into romantic stuff and I feel like he was and... I feel like I spend a lot of time in high school being like, cool.
But like,
yes, thank you. But inside being like, this doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like in college, this guy, Rico, played the Foo Fighters song Everlong to this girl, Marcy, in my dorm acoustically.
Oh.
And she was like,
no.
And had to sit through the entire thing. Oh. And was really stoned, and it wasn't doing it for her. And I feel like that is probably the most stressful situation.
Oh, that's so bad.
That is,
that's
brutal.
That's so bad.
He committed to it. He finished the song?
Yeah, and was like weeping. And she was like, gotta go.
He was weeping?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, I think that's like maybe romantically compatible is as important as all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. If you're not a Foo Fighters fan, don't get together with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think of what we do. Like, sometimes we'll buy each other, like, a pastry.
Yeah, dude, that's my kind of romantic, for real.
Something really you want to eat or like write a weird note.
Yep.
Pack of smokes.
Wow.
Or like you mentioned something that you are into or want or need. I mean, when I say that, I mean like something dumb like that you would get at a drugstore.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's just like there.
Yes.
That's very romantic to me.
Zequil, you know, just a bottle of Zequil. You come home, you split it and try to... come while you're still awake.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Stop talking about all our private moments.
I remember when Jason and I first started dating, I lived in a Brooklyn attic apartment, and it was in the winter, and it had a window that didn't seal. And so my room was, like, freezing at all times. And just one day I came home from work, and there was, a little space heater in there. And I was like,
man.
I think that's the most romantic thing that has ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
That did it.
And then
I ate his butt. I didn't.
It's okay.
But it's okay if you did.
I was going to say, then the apartment burnt down.
Yeah.
Space heaters
so
are dangerous,
romantic.
Guys.
That's
be careful.
True. Be careful,
yes,
guys.
Be very careful with
Please
your space
be
heaters.
Careful. You guys, be careful.
Shall we make it wet?
Ooh, make it wet.
Right. That's the best one. I think that's the best one yet. So we're going to have a contest between the three of us. Haas is going to judge.
Okay.
So what we do here is gather excerpts from various mediums that were not written to be sexy.
Okay.
And we try to put on our sexy voices and make them as sexy as we
like
possibly can.
Like that girl
can.
That just said that?
Yep.
Okay.
You got it.
Haas, what's our source material today?
Thank you.
This week, we'll be reading the dog shit lyrics of In the End, the 18th track on Linkin Park's debut album, Hybrid Theory.
Oh, my God.
So, first up, we're going to have Murph. You've got the lyrics. Now go ahead and make it sexy.
So many lyrics.
I know, there's a lot of lyrics. I'm trying to get the tune. But
feel
why
free
do
to
I
drop
need
a line.
It?
Yeah, you don't.
I don't. It starts with one thing. I don't know why. Ooh, it doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Oh, watch it fly by as the pendulum swings.
Oh, pendulum. Okay.
That hurt.
Oh, my God. I want to do the voice that you just did. Oh, my God. This is so hard, you guys.
Do you want me to go first?
No.
Okay.
Okay. But do I do like a porny girl voice?
If that's...
Okay. I'm going to kill myself.
I think Linkin Park did, so you're all right.
Okay. I keep everything inside. And even though I tried, it all fell apart. Ooh. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard. And I got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. Just tried to do it.
No, that was actually very impressive.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, this is a hard act to follow. Here I go. Watch it count down to the end of the day.
There it is.
The clock ticks life away.
There she goes.
So unreal.
Right?
Didn't look out below.
Ooh.
Watch the time go right out the window.
There she goes.
Trying to hold on, but didn't even know.
Say what?
I wasted it all just to watch you go.
Ooh, wow.
I think the sexiest part was that.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I was so tempted to be like, everybody now, and make people scream that song.
Wow, you guys. Wow.
I mean, really sexy stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, man. But.
You got to pick a winner.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Oh, wait,
you know, I think I know who it is. I think it's our guest, Darcy.
I thought it was Murph. Didn't you think it was Murph?
Yeah.
I thought it was Murph.
No, it's
I really thought it was Murph. And here's why I thought it was Murph. Because I felt like I was really putting on a character, like like somebody that I am not. And I feel like that's who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
I think it's because he got the word pendulum.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
Also true. The pendulum swing.
It's like so unfair.
I had some entendre.
It's rigged.
Oof.
Ooh, pendulum.
Oh, all right.
Well, congrats, Darcy.
Well, whatever.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter.
Well, what do you say we do virtual sugar, yeah?
Hell yeah.
Remember that noise? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Speaking of the old online dating, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
56K modem dating.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. I'm so young. No, I totally remember.
No, you do.
Yeah. My computer still does that.
What we want to do here is we want to see you in action. We know you're married, but let's pretend you're single for a moment.
Okay.
We're going to go on an improvised date.
Okay, cool.
All right. So you have to pick one of those pink. You can mush them all up.
Mush, mush, mush.
You'll either be going on an improvised date with me, Murph, or Haas.
Okay. Ready, set, go?
Yep.
Diana!
Ooh, dirty Diana.
Damn. All right, ready?
Yeah. Okay, an improvised date.
It's an improvised date, yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Now?
Ready now?
Now?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Disneyland, wow.
I know. Was that a big choice?
Yeah, it was. Not too big.
Well, it seemed like I liked everything I saw about your profile.
Thank you.
You seem like a Disney head.
I'm a total Mickey face.
Yeah. So I just thought, let's like, it's kind of like, I know that people say to go slow, but I don't really have a ton of time.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
I'm just like...
Are you sick?
No. No, I'm not sick anymore, but I'm, I just like, I've done this for too long. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you've just been like dating your whole life?
Yeah, I started when I was 9, yeah. So it's been a long road.
Long road, yeah.
Long road.
40 years for you?
40 years, yeah. I'm 49.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I'm not good at math.
No.
But I love Disney.
No, you were good at math though. That was right.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I just thought we'd spend the full day together at Disney.
Awesome. Can I interest you in a teacup ride?
What does that mean?
It's when we get in the teacup ride.
Right, yeah.
Cool.
Right, no, yeah, you can do that.
Wait, are you not really into Disney?
Well, this is my first time here.
I feel like you misrepresented yourself on your profile.
Oh, right. Oh, because the picture looked like I was in front of the castle.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so here's, I want to be upfront with you.
Thank you.
And, like, I will say that, yes, I've never been to Disney, and I'm not exactly sure what Disney is, mm-hmm. but when I Googled Disney, there was, like, this castle.
Yeah.
So I put myself in front of it with Photoshop, through Photoshop. Do you know Photoshop?
Yeah, that's the devil's design program.
What do you mean?
You can't be in front of that castle unless you've been in front of that castle.
Well, that's why I was that's why I was thinking we could do that today.
I thought you already did it.
Oh no. Do you need a tissue?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh shoot. I guess I did this wrong.
I don't have any time left.
What do you mean?
I have like 4.5 months to live.
What's wrong? Are you
7
sick?
Max. I am sick.
With what?
I didn't take good care of the skin on my feet, and I got this weird flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh my God.
That's why I'm wearing the full boot in the sun.
I truly thought it was a cute look.
Thank you so much. No, I'd actually rather be in short shorts and Birkenstocks, but I can't today.
Well, so if you have 7 months tops, don't you think we should just like take this date all the way? Live life to the fullest? You don't have much time left, not to like bring it down, but you seriously don't.
No, that's true.
You've like, we could like probably figure out how many hours you have left.
I couldn't because of the math
right,
thing.
The math
but
thing. But we could Google it.
You're right. You know, forget the whole thing that you like did that creepy Photoshop lie.
Not that creepy.
Just like totally misrepresenting mm-hmm. the Disney connection. Yeah. Let's just do the teacup.
What's the teacup?
You get in this cup. Look, it's right over there. You get in this cup and it spins around while it spins around.
Oh, like, okay.
Kind of like a solar system?
Yes. I'm into that.
Great. All right. Let's do the green one.
Okay.
All right. Ew, I hate having to share. There's someone coming over. They're going to get in our
Wait,
teacup.
How is this?
You want to join me in the teacup, Aaron?
Is that
room
normal?
Room for two more?
Yeah, because you can't, like, take up more than two seats.
Hey, yeah, room for two more, and you're the size of two people, so sure.
Yeah, so perfect. We'll just we'll cozy up in this teacup here.
Ew!
What's wrong?
Gary!
You know him?
That's my fat stepdad!
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey Gary.
Hey.
Are you, did you just bring that butter yourself?
This butter is, yeah. You know, I always at least I like to have a stick.
A stick
when I'm at Disney, yeah.
Seems like you would want something that contains it more, like margarine or
I
something.
Eat it so quick, usually. Yeah. It's like, you know, no need to put any kind of container there, you know?
Okay. There's so many good Disney-based snacks. The fact that you brought butter, Gary, is so lame.
Disney doesn't sell just sticks of butter.
Right.
They just don't.
Whoa! This thing's finished!
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. No, it's my insides.
Did
my
you just
insides.
Fall asleep?
Yeah,
oh my God.
I'm coming.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes.
Oh, my
I
God.
I do this sometimes.
Wait, are you talking in your sleep? Are you awake?
Oh, my God. Wait.
Where am I?
I'm dying.
Where am I?
Oh, no.
I'm dying.
No.
Where
I'm
am I?
I'm dying.
Diana!
They fell down a cliff. Oh, no. And that's the end of the date.
Oh, my God.
Crash.
Walt Disney just sent us off the cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I love that ended with Darcy in a Disney teacup with an old man eating butter who had just came in his pants.
Yep.
And a dead person
huh?
that
yeah.
she was dating.
I mean, as far as dates go, you that's know, I guess there's worse.
Yeah.
Oh,
we did fall off a cliff, though.
We did. I'm glad that Walt himself just sent us off that cliff at the end. The ghost of Walt Disney.
Oh, that made me sad when we fell off a cliff.
Yeah,
it did,
me too.
It did. You know what else makes me sad?
What's that?
We gotta say goodbye to
I
Darcy.
Know.
Oof. You guys don't have to bid farewell to Darcy. Follow her at Darcy Carden.
Yes, and catch Darcy shaking her thing with Search History. They're going to be on the UCB Franklin stage in LA Sundays at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Every Sunday's 11
every
p.m.
Every single Sunday.
What shows, where can people see you this weekend?
This weekend, I have, well, but this will be out already.
Oh, yes. Yeah, just talking to maybe just the,
well,
the,
just
the,
you guys,
the people here.
If you want to
yeah,
come
those
to
at home,
the Magnet at 5:30, I have a really fun musical improv show. Oof. And then Search History is at 11:15 at SVU.
SVU, yeah. SVU. Law and Order SVU.
I say it too. Ooh. I say it wrong.
It's a good show.
Guys, don't miss Good Place coming soon to NBC.
September 19th. It's going to be really great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sweet Darcy,
thanks,
for joining
cuties.
Us.
I love you guys.
Love you, love you.
We also have to thank our producer, Butthole. That's Ben Hosley.
Yes, also our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. And thank you to Del Close for this whole marathon.
Guys, tweet us at Menage Radio and check us online, menageatoisradio.com. Goodbye, lovers.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye, lovers. Thank you so much. Woo. I tried so hard and got so far.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.